And we're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, talking with our guests from Pottawatomie County Schools, Wamego and Rock Creek, Greg Mann and Kevin Logan joining us here, respectively. Wanted to talk a little bit more about this girls' basketball team, because they had quite an accomplishment. We mentioned in the first segment going to state, but they've got a really good, solid basketball team this year, Greg, and I think you're pretty proud of them.
They are very good. I mean, they're a fun bunch to watch. They play together extremely well. They communicate together. They know their roles. They share. They're just a fun bunch to watch. I'm not a basketball guy. I'm a wrestling guy. But in my 30 some odd years of being a school administrator, I've gone to a lot of basketball games, so I have developed an ability to judge a good team. And this team is one of the best I've ever seen as far as the way they play together. And there's good physical talent. I mean, they're good athletes, and they're well coached. Obviously, they know what they're supposed to do. They're very disciplined in what they do. They are a fun bunch to watch.
Of course, they match up tonight, 8 o'clock in Salina against Labette County. Looks like.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And if they win, they would play again Friday at 6 o'clock. And there's a possibility they could play Clay Center. We'll see if that happens. Clay Center has to get past Eudora. But right. Tough. It doesn't get any easier from here on out. All eight teams are.
And Clay Center, I believe, we lost to Clay Center on senior night. And Eudora had beat us earlier at the Tonganoxie tournament this year. So both of those, if we're fortunate enough to win tonight, either team we play on Friday will be a team that we have played earlier this year. So, yeah.
I'll send our best wishes to the girls' basketball team, and we wish them the best of luck here at the state.
Can I mention two things, Brandon, about the ball games? Number one is admission prices are $7 and $10. The Activity Association at $6 and $9, but the Tony's Center adds a dollar surcharge for something. So it's $7 and $10 to get in. And then they have a clear bag policy. They won't let you come in with a backpack or a case. I mean, it has to be a clear bag to carry your stuff in. And at the state wrestling tournament last weekend, they were very vigilant about making sure that it happened. So,
okay. Good deal. Similar to what they do at K-State there.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Well, let's talk about other sports here. Both schools, I know you mentioned the wrestling tournament. Did you guys have some state qualifiers?
Yeah, we had six young men wrestle at the state tournament. We had two placers. We had Thomas McIntyre got fourth place at 145 pounds as a sophomore. And then Hayden Oviatt, our junior, capped off an undefeated season and was a state championship. And very, very impressive season for Hayden.
Right, like, Kevin?
I'm a wrestling guy, and I've been around wrestling for a long, long time. And Hayden's probably one of the top 10 high school wrestlers I've seen, and he's got a year left.
Fantastic. How about you, Kevin?
We had one wrestler, Cooper Biddle, go to the state tournament. Cooper, I believe, went 1-2 in the tournament, so he didn't make the medal round, but had a really nice season. Other than that, we had some other wrestlers knocked out. We had a difficult regional or sub-state. I'm not a wrestling guy, Greg, so I got to use the right verbiage. At Abilene, 2 weeks ago, and just really talented wrestlers there. So Cooper was our only representative, but he did things right, and we're very proud of him on his performance.
So I guess as soon as basketball wraps up this week, we have spring sports on the horizon, track and field, and I don't know, do you guys have any other baseball? I imagine
baseball, yeah. Softball,
baseball, softball, and Greg has golf, and I think tennis over there. So. Lots of activities got rolling back on February 28th, first day of spring practices.
Had a really, really nice first week for practices.
Yeah.
Yeah. The snow this week so far has interrupted things considerably.
Well, it's something to certainly look forward to. I love spending time at track meets here during the springtime. It's always a lot of fun. And then, of course, with the spring break, I know that's kind of interrupting things a little bit schedule-wise with school board meetings. Kevin, your school board meeting got moved up to tonight with normally you'd have it, I guess, next Monday, but pushed up here to tonight.
Yeah, we typically go the second Monday of the month, but with that falling during spring break and a lot of people having plans to be out of town, the board decided to move it up to the second Wednesday, which we've used this date before for board meetings. I've got several things on the agenda tonight, even though it should be a fairly quick meeting. We've got some donations I'd like to point out, if that's okay.
Sure.
We had a couple in our district, Jeremy and Tricia Holliday, who have donated some tricycles to our pre-K program down at St. George, which is really nice. And the Alms Group, which is an area relay group, has donated a CPR set of mannequins for our nursing program. So those will be accepted by the board tonight. But a couple of really nice donations to help our kids and our staff out. Other than that, we've got a presentation tonight from Stiefel Company on looking ahead and trying to do some refunding of our outstanding bonds. And basically look at that as like refinancing your home, trying to find a better interest rate to help our taxpayers out. We'll have a group in talking about that tonight. I'm not sure how feasible that will be right now with interest rates starting to tick up, but we'll get a little bit more information on that this evening. And then we've got our summer technology purchases presentation to the board tonight. And these will be things that we do primarily over the course of a summer to upgrade our infrastructure somewhat, pull some new wires, some new switches, and then also add some user end units. We are one-to-one Chromebooks at our high school, and we have to purchase quite a few Chromebooks this year. Our outgoing class of 56 seniors with our incoming class of 111 eighth graders into freshmen, we've got to add some more devices there. So this is stuff that will go in front of the board and get their approval this evening and then move forward into next year.
All right. Well, Greg, your school board meeting's later this month, correct?
Yeah. Typically, we have two meetings in March. One is a special meeting just for study purposes, and then the other one is a regular board meeting. And because of some situations we had earlier, we were actually looking at just having one board meeting this month and moving it from the first Monday because of spring break to the third Monday on the 21st. And then we decided, yeah, we probably need to have a study meeting too, that we were talking about some future planning, facility, starting to take a look at facility usage and then also additional positions that we've been talking about adding. So we had that, went back and had a special meeting on the 7th. So our regular meeting, which was supposed to be on the 7th, is now on the 21st. And then the what was supposed to have been the study meeting on the 21st ended up being moved to the 7th. So we're going to have two meetings this month. And our board meeting is not going to be especially full, but a couple of things we are going to be talking about is, number one, we have a couple of new courses that we're going to be talking about approving as our CTE our tech ed programs really start ramping up. We're looking at a class for apprenticeship, developing an apprenticeship program, and then also a career exploration class that goes along with that apprenticeship program. And then our counselors and our assistant superintendent and principals have been working really hard on program guides for our curriculum. And they're going to present those to the board to be reviewed, to be put into place for next year. And basically, if you think of it as like a college catalog, you know, with your courses and then the different pathways that students can follow, so they know how to plan their courses over a 4-year period of time. So they've really put a lot of time and work into these, and they're really very nice. And then other than that, it'll be kind of normal. So.
All right. How is that partnership with MATC going for Wamego? You guys
MATC is a great partner. And we're always in talks with them about how we can utilize them more. You know, issues that sometimes we run into is scheduling. You know, the high school schedule doesn't butt up well with the MATC schedule. And so it works out probably better for our older kids who can get bigger chunks of release time during the day that fits their schedule better. But MATC is always looking to partner with us in some form or fashion.
Very good. Well, that's a good opportunity for those kids, I know. So continue to watch that continue to grow. Anything else here before we wrap things up, guys?
No, sure don't. Just keep your eye on the weather, folks.
Yeah, Brandon, thanks for allowing us to be on here again. And again, if the weather comes in, hope for it to come earlier rather than later. So,
okay. I'll be watching for messages. Thanks, guys. Stay tuned. We'll have our conversation with Ascension Via Christi President and CEO Bob Koppel coming up next on News Radio KMAN.